This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The field of candidates trying to replace retiring Representative Carol Shea Porter is crowded, to say the least. There are over a dozen people running for the first congressional seat, and this district is notorious for swinging back and forth between the two parties. NHPR's Lauren Chooljian spent some time this week watching the three main Republican candidates to see how they're trying to distinguish themselves from one another. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Peter.
So first, give us a quick sense of these three candidates.
Sure. So first, State Senator Andy Sanborn. He served four terms in Concord. He's from Bedford. Big Ron Paul guy, so that could give people a sense of his politics. Ron Paul was the libertarian-leaning former presidential candidate. Sanborn also owns The Draft, a bar and restaurant in downtown Concord. Then we've got Eddie Edwards, former chief of police in Southampton. He was the chief enforcement officer at the Liquor Commission and is a Navy vet, and he now lives in Dover. And then lastly, Bruce Crochetier. He's a guy completely new to politics and government. He started Focus Technology Solutions, which he says is a $500 million IT company, and he lives in Hampton Falls.
And last night, these three got their first chance to actually debate one another. What was your big takeaway from seeing them all go head to head?
Yeah, so oftentimes in primaries, you get a lot of the same stuff from each candidate, right? And we had a little bit of that here. They're all for the president's immigration policies, for example. They all want a wall. They believe there's voter fraud in New Hampshire. All three of them feel that way. They're all fiscal conservatives. So you get it, things like that. But, you know, what really stuck out to me is another similarity, that they're all kind of using this similar strategy. They're each trying really hard to convince voters that they are the least political person on the ballot. So I'll play a little tape from last night to show you what I mean.
I'm a reluctant politician. I never ran to be like all these other politicians. I ran to protect you from them.
I think until we change the folks we sit in there, until we change how long they can stay there, we're never going to change our government. Term limits is a must.
I'm not a politician. I'm farthest thing from one. I'm an outsider.
Well, I guess how well this sticks all depends on how you define what a politician is.
Right. So one might say running for office makes you political. Andy Sanborn is actually in office, and Eddie Edwards has actually done work as a lobbyist. But they're all doing this for a reason. The idea of a non-politician is always going to appeal to a certain segment of the electorate, and it's especially popular with Republicans in some parts of the state. So let me give you one example of this. Last night was like the first time ever that Bruce Crochetier has ever done a debate or anything close, and he seemed pretty nervous and kind of hesitant at times. And I heard a voter go up to him afterward and say that she thought he needed to be more forceful on stage. But at the same time, she also said she really liked this about him, that he was not a politician. So there are a lot of Republicans, or at least in southern New Hampshire there are, who like the idea of putting someone in office who has more experience out of government than in it. And I should say, I heard this from a Republican as well who isn't the biggest fan of the president. So this isn't just like a Trump thing.
And speaking of President Trump, how often does he come up in this race?
I would say Eddie Edwards probably makes the most direct references to him. Last night, for example, he said that the president needs people who put America first. So obviously that's the
America first.
Exactly. Yep. And Edwards has also said that he would be in lockstep with Trump if elected. But I would say all three are pretty supportive of the president, though Crochetier has been quoted in the Union Leader as saying he wished Trump wouldn't tweet as much.
Are there any major differences between them or issues where they disagree?
Yeah, I'd say social issues are probably the biggest point of disagreement. Sanborn and Edwards call themselves social conservatives, but Crochetier says because of personal reasons that he doesn't want to go into, he's pro-choice, though he doesn't believe in publicly funded abortions. So that's really a big one. There are some other ones, smaller splits, though. So for the opioid crisis, for example, they each think that the state could use more resources to combat it, but they have different ways of doing that. Edwards thinks some of that money should come from pharmaceutical companies. Sanborn says there needs to be some sort of metric to examine if the investments that are already being made are making a difference. And Crochetier says more money should go to middle schools to try and educate kids when they're young.
And so there was news yesterday about another potential inappropriate comment from Senator Andy Sanborn to a State House staffer. Did that come up in the debate last night?
Well, it almost didn't, and it actually probably wouldn't have if not for Eddie Edwards kind of shoehorning it in there at the end during his closing statement. And Sanborn had actually already given his closing statement, so he couldn't respond. Edwards basically said that he and New Hampshire voters demand answers about these now two allegations that Sanborn has said inappropriate things to staffers at the State House. So to back up a little bit here, the attorney general investigated incidents involving Sanborn at the State House, but didn't find any specific wrongdoing. They did confirm that he made an inappropriate joke to an intern, And then this week, documents from that investigation suggested there could have been another inappropriate comment made to a female staffer. So last night after the debate, Sanborn was pretty upset about all this. He's called it a witch hunt and went as far to insist to reporters like myself that he's, quote, never been inappropriate or said anything disrespectful in his life.
All right. That's NHPR's Lauren Chooljian with the latest from the Republican side of the first congressional district race. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Peter.